all set. All right. Did you ever call that a stake and rider?
Nope.
Never did. Just a galloping fence.
A galloping fence.
Okay. Now, after the, did you ever have any fences where they rive out boards and then maybe point them at the top? Shorter fence that they might put around a yard or something?
Nope.
Like a...
I can't think so.
Like a paling fence or a
paling
fence?
Yeah, I know about paling fences.
Yeah.
Now, they weave them.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
No, I don't think so. Must be yours.
Yeah. About a sturdy pencil.
Yeah. That's good. Keep a good supply.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about the paling fences.
Well, the woven fence, maybe it wouldn't get the picture good if you asked me that. Well, they'd put a lath or a strip from one post to another, like this right here. They put one up here and one down here.
Yeah, okay.
Well, all right, if they're going to weave it.
How high was that?
Oh, about 6 foot usually.
Six, all right.
Just enough to keep the deer were dead, did you?
Uh-huh.
So ordinarily, nothing else wouldn't. Chickens would probably work sometimes. Anyhow, to weave it, but most of them in my modern time, they had nailed the tail. So they'd rub it out of pine. Trees,
right.
Right. Slivers.
Uh-huh.
I like to nail them, but then earlier than that, they'd have maybe three here, and they'd put a paling up there and put it over and then back here, and the next one they'd go back down the other way.
Yeah.
And well, that's how we had to nail it.
Okay, I see. So that would be called a
woven fence, I think.
A woven fence.
Yeah.
Was there any kind of a fence they called a picket fence?
Oh, that's just an expression about what you'd have around your house or something. A picket fence for that.
Yeah, I see. That was just a smaller, I mean, it's often painted white.
Yeah.
And that's painted white.
Yeah.
And that's
called a picket fence around your lot or whatever.
How about fences that they used they put around fields after they quit using rail fences?
Well, we didn't have that except during the time wasn't any stock laws. See, people just turned the stock loose and they could travel anywhere and they had to fence the field.
Right, yeah.
And I can remember before Delaney got up here, had stock laws.
When did the stock laws come in?
Oh, somewhere in my teens, I'd think. Mm-hmm. Maybe I probably was 12, maybe 15 years old.
Before World War One, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And did they call that open range?
Yes.
And they had the at that time the hogs and cattle would
roam free
and they what'd you call that stuff that the hogs would eat out there, acres?
Mash.
Mast.
Chestnuts, acorns. Anything a hog would eat, a nigger.
Okay. How about the different kinds of wire fences?
Well, most of it was barbed wire.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's about all.
Okay.
Time
and did they ever build any fences out this way, out of stone or rock?
No stone fences.
No.
China's the only place I know that does a good job of doing that.
Okay, all right, yeah, the Great Wall.
Great Wall of China, took millions of years to do that.
Yeah. How about things that when you're putting up a fence, a wire fence, the things you have to drive into the ground?
That's the post.